Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of Financing Your Business Today. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Tonight I'm going to talk about managing your organization. If you have any questions, you feel free to call in at 347-324-3460, 347-324-3460, or you can post a question in the chat room and I'll read it out on the air. If you do have a question, we ask you to turn down your radio if you call in. To prevent feedback. Managing your organization. The objective is to teach basic divisions and departments of all businesses and organizations on how to properly manage these divisions and departments to increase your chances of success. We divide the increasing your chances in four departments. One, the executive division. Two, the production division. Three, sales and marketing. And four, the financial division. So think of you making a body. And with that body, the CEO is the head. The production are the arms of your organization. The sales and marketing are your legs. So you're going to go and do all the work. And your finance is your cash. It is the cash flow of your heart of your entire business, because without the cash, you can't really function. If we think of customers or clients as our food source, because we couldn't, as a body, we couldn't breathe or eat without fuel, then those are our customers or our clients. So again, think of the body, which is the business. The CEO is the head. The brains are the outfit. The production are the arms, because you're going to do the physical work with your hands. The legs and the foundations is your sales and marketing efforts division. And your fourth is your sales, is your finance division, which is your circulation system, which is your cash. Okay? Most startup businesses and organizations disappear within the first 2 years. Many factors contribute to a high rate startup businesses in organization. It's a high failure rate. Learning the basic divisions and essential departments of your organization will increase your chances of starting and building a successful business, or if you have a nonprofit. Definition of organization. The arrangements of the components are parts interconnected in a manner as to constitute a system identified as a unit, a body of element. And the personal, I'm thinking of the way you arrange it, the purposeful arrangement of that is going to make you successful. Since the executive division is the brains, it's the head of the organizations, your board of directors, your owners, your CEO, your management of your organization. The division of leadership of your organization is primary, is to raise money, has the vision, has goals, it plans to do strategic operations of the business and effectively communicate that vision, goals, and strategies to the entire organization. It's the brains, it's the face, it's everything. It's the executive of that of the whole body. Now you look for production on the arms and the hands of the organizations and what your business do. So if you make something, it's your hands. If you are a web designer, it's your hands that does the work. If you make something, it's your hands. If you service somebody, it's your hands. It's your arms that makes that operation operate. So, again, we have our head, we have our hands. And without the head, you can't operate your hands to tell it what to do and how to make it and how to create that particular item. The third, which is the foundation, is your footing. It's your feet, your toes, your legs, your thighs. That's holding the whole organization up, because without that, that marketing effort, this means you're running to get things done. You're running, running, running. As sales, you can't move forward and move your organization without sales. And that's why we call it your feet, your legs, because you're moving to get this customer, moving to get this customer, and so forth. So by division, divisions represent the legs and feet of your organization. This division is responsible for carrying your message to your target markets, to your sales and production and services. So we have the head, we have the production, we have the marketing and sales. Now, since we have all those components in place, then we have the fourth one, is your division that represents your lifeblood of your organization, which is cash. So you have all these elements going on. You produced it. You designed it in your head. You're selling it with your legs. And you're going forth with it. But the cash is your circulation, because you can't circulate if you don't have any cash in your organization. So it's the blood. It's the life of the organization. Your finances is the lifeblood. And it pumps the heart. Okay? So in these divisions, if they're not functioning properly, we're crippled. So can you imagine if you don't have a good sales force, you can't stand. You have problems from the get-go. If a person can't think of how to solve the problem in the executive branch, the sales can't work. And also, I think working at a dealership, we always have to be on our salespeople, hard on them, because they have to get this done, because we can't live without sales. We depended on them, so you have to push them. You have to push your legs, and when you feel like running, you're doing a marathon, you got to push your legs. And you don't feel like doing it, but you got to push the sales, you got to push the marketing in order to make that happen. And in order to have that, you got to have your production, who's going to make that particular product or provide that service for you. And from all those three things, you'll get cash into your company. If we break that down a little bit farther, if you say your executive division is your board of directors, establishing bylaws, you set your guidelines and policies, you oversee operations of your organizations, your chief executive officer, which is a president, to be a president, is responsible for helping to craft and carry out the strategic plan of your organization. Your chief operating officer oversees the day-to-day operation of your business. Your chief financial officer, the treasurer, is responsible for setting and managing your organization's budget. Now, these only been contemporary terms. Your CEO, COO, and CFO is more contemporary, but you still, as a legal corporation, you're going to have a president, you're going to have a vice president, you're going to have a secretary and treasurer. They'd all be the same person, but that's how the organization is set up, and it conforms to what this body is. If you have the president, usually the vice president is handling sales and marketing, and the president is visioning the whole organization, and you have that filter to the vice president, who's also in charge. And, of course, your secretary would be your CEO, I mean your COO, your chief operating officer, and your treasurer, by law, is probably going to be your finance officer. If you look at your production divisions, your departments, your systems, your department heads, your supervisors, your supporting staff, your quality control system, your research and development. If you look for your legs, your sales and marketing is your department heads, your supervisors, your managers, your supporting staff, your quality control systems, your research and department, your communication mediums, and your finance division would be the same thing, but also you're going to have an accounting or CPA is going to help you with your finances. You want to have that part of your arsenal in the finance department. You also want to be concerned with your budgets, your fundraising, your campaigns, your investors. So that will be part of your finance department. So overall, think of, again, your organization is a body. And within this body, you have four divisions: the executive, production, sales and marketing, and finance. In order for all this to flow, you have to have sales, and your sales is your lifeline of your business. So overall, that's how it's a simple broadcast I want to make, is how to manage your organization. When you make your business plans, kind of keep this in mind. You have four divisions, and it's a body, and your body can't breathe or eat without customers or client, which is food. And you need to keep that in mind. So to close tonight, you want to listen to the episode from yesterday. We talked about how to formulate a business plan. But in your central part of your business plan, you have to keep in mind that is the body, and the body has to function. And if you don't have these things working in concert, your body will fail. And that's why some businesses fail. So, again, thank you for listening to the program. It's Tim Jacquet with Apple Capital Group. Good night and have a great day. It's been another episode of the Core Business Show. Take care. And this episode can be downloaded on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. Take care and have a great night.